Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily, some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. We had a fairly diverse chat, didn't we? I can't even remember what we talked about.
Well, the thing was, this was the first day after a 9 day in a row live football.
Yeah. I think. So, nothing. No nothing. Football.
No football.
But look, there was plenty of talk. Some of it was football.
Yeah.
We also talked about, on another sport, track and field, if you like. The Vatican have set up an athletics club. And we're very fortunate that one of our Italian correspondents is the Vatican correspondent, Paddy Agnew. So we caught up with him over in Rome, and he was interesting. And you weighed in with some of the track and field stars.
We couldn't think of any. You were brilliant.
Yeah, you were brilliant. The TalkSport listeners, we doff our caps to you today. So well done. So you'll hear those as well. And a couple of extra clips that I haven't heard yet from Fisherman's Blues.
You won't like them. They're very cruel.
I don't like the cruel clip. You leave Nigel alone. But I haven't heard them yet, so I'll hear them when you do.
Standard cruel fare.
After this. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. And
you forgot my name then.
No, I didn't. I was thinking.
You in the face.
Did, it did sound face. Like it. Didn't
good afternoon. good afternoon. Yeah. Lovely to see you. Who are you?
Just the 18 years.
Yeah.
Brilliant, isn't it? Because I was thinking about the fact that last night was the first football-free night for 9 days. There were 9 days in a row of continuous live football. And it wasn't just the evenings, as we know, on the weekend. But, I mean, it was a lot. So I just watched telly.
Oh, did you really? nothing at all sporting? You didn't even go for a 30 for 30 documentary or something?
No. Can you imagine if I said to the wife, I'm watching a sports documentary? Well, that'd be the end of it.
What did you go with? Did Neighbours catch up on Neighbours?
Two Neighbours, yeah. Cleaning Up with Sheridan Smith. That was quite interesting.
Good,
panned a bit. Catastrophe.
Catastrophe.
That is brilliant.
You're like a big fan.
Do you remember we interviewed them?
That's right, yeah.
Sharon Horgan and
Rob Delaney.
Rob Delaney came in the first series. It's still a brilliant
series.
Very
good series.
And a Family Guy, why not? Anyway, did you see none of
that?
Do you
know why I watched that?
Yeah, go on.
No, it's not that interesting.
No, I'm interested to know. Okay. Do tell me.
I'm a big fan of Ray Donovan. I caught up with that on the night before as there was live football on. So now we're all up to speed.
We're all up to that.
What a series it's been.
I'm fascinated by the pending divorce of Amazon owner Jeff Bezos.
Are you really?
Yes.
Blimey, you did have time on your hands, didn't you?
Well, I'm hoping you'll buy Chelsea. Yeah. I follow him closely.
Bezos.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he's basically left one woman and basically taking up with another woman who looks exactly the same.
Andy?
It's really odd.
I think that's happened before.
It does happen, but that is a very strong example of it.
Well, it looks exactly the same. Is that what you're saying?
It looks exactly the same. A little bit late for the 320 from Sedgefield.
Not today, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's the Happy New Year from Paxton's Handicap.
Oh, okay. We said the 15th was cut-off.
No, I think I'm not buying that.
You're not buying it. No more Happy New Year's, would you say now? That's it.
Here's a good one for you.
Yeah.
The Vatican, as you said, formed an athletics team.
They have.
Of course, they've already got a cricket team, you know.
They have.
Yes, captained by Ricky Pontiff. Thank you very much.
Oh, yes. Good you could air that one again. How long you've had that one in the locker for a while?
I've had that one. I dug it out. It was buried.
Well, that's the cricket one. Is there any athletics ones?
Because I couldn't think of any athletics ones, really.
I can't really. Can you? Maybe you can, talk sport listeners. So
appropriate athletes for the Vatican athletics team.
Yeah, that's right. If you can think of any athletes. It can't be footballers. It's got to be proper athletes. Track and field, they've got to be from, haven't they, really?
Not Jeff Popes. Doesn't work at all.
No, as Jeff Capes, you mean.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Right, no, it doesn't work.
But talking of names that do work, this is a fantastic name. This is a butcher. English butcher who's so good at making haggis, he's exporting it to Scotland from Southampton. And his name is Simon Broadrib. She's a good name for a butcher, I think.
Yeah.
Simon Shortrib would have been a better name.
Well, that might have been better. Yeah,
I think so, yeah, exactly. And Cristiano Ronaldo used to go out with Irina Shayk. Do you remember her?
He did, that's right,
And she's now going out with Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, I'm aware of this, Andy. Yeah.
I'm thinking, why doesn't she just go out with an ordinary bloke? Why doesn't she date a plumber?
I'd love with an ordinary
bloke.
Well, for the same reason that people that go out with plumbers don't necessarily mix in those circles.
Well, I personally like to see her take that line.
I mean, if she was to give out the awards at the Plumber of the Year, she might see someone there that catches her eye.
That's true.
And it could be different, but that's not the circle she moves in, is it?
You can't argue about that at all.
Yeah, Derby have confirmed that the individual concerned is an employee of the footballing staff at Leeds United. As you said, very Argentinian.
and a stupid thing to do, it gives it tonight's game a bit of edge, though, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Yeah. So
we got more news of spying with Todd Macklin. Not really spying, but kind of along. Oh, yeah, they're coming in already. The listeners far better than us.
Well, that's true.
So we've got Ed Moses, surely, says David. Well done, of course.
Yeah.
And well done, Gail. Very quick off the mark with Mary, St. Peter's Square. Oh, it's brilliant.
That is excellent.
Top work by those two so far. But keep them coming. Talksport.com, text 81089.
And you know when you read transfer rumours about your own club and you know that it's just not possible that this happened. So this was a little one in the Star this morning. It said, Chelsea boss Maurizio Sarri last night held talks with Juventus striker Gonzalo Higuain's agent over a move to Stamford
Bridge. He's in London, isn't he?
Yeah, but it wouldn't be Sarri that's speaking to him, is it? Let's be honest.
He doesn't get near the transfer. He's admitted he doesn't get near the transfer.
Well, that's not the way it works at Chelsea.
No.
Sound difficult. We'll speak to David Priest about this, but it's a really odd situation at Burnley where they've got three England goalkeepers and Sean Dyche saying, well, no, we're going to hang on to all three of them. Why wouldn't I? You think, well, because you don't need three goalkeepers of that quality.
Well, like he was saying, if one gets injured, then we've got problems.
Yeah, but then what, do you bring in another one, England?
They've only just come back. He was quite lucky that Tom Heaton wasn't sort of ring rusty and Nick Pope's only just come back. So it's going to take a while. Look, he's got the player, hasn't he, for the season. It makes sense.
Yeah,
I'm sure Joe Hart doesn't want to go out on loan again. The reason he went to Burnley is he was sick of that. So
I know, but I can't see he's going to play much, but there you go.
Kelly Romes says Chock.
Thank you.
Linford Christie says Neil. Pasta Semenya says very good, Aid. Top work.
Very good.
Daily Bread Thompson says Lucky Barry in Preston. And Roger, it doesn't work. It's white smoke. Roger Black Smoke. It doesn't work. Do they have the black smoke or the white smoke? Do they have the white smoke? Didn't they?
I think they put up the black smoke before.
It starts black, then it goes white.
Yeah, that's right. I think they keep putting up the black smoke while they're making the decision.
Oh, I see.
And when it happens, I think the white smoke.
I do apologise, Rob. Your papal knowledge is far greater than mine. I knew only of the white smoke.
Talking of white.
I just thought they'd lit a fire and they hadn't cleaned their chimneys properly.
No, that's true. Dillian White, of course, on with Jim earlier.
He was.
He was good, wasn't he?
And he's a big man, isn't he?
Oh, well,
he is a big man.
He's a heavyweight boxer. What do you expect? It's not going to be me, is it? It's not going to be Ronnie Corbett.
You do meet heavyweight boxers. And,
I don't know. We've met them over the years. Lennox. Do you remember first time Audley came in? Audley Harrison.
Yeah.
God, what a size.
I mean, they're not small men, generally.
Generally, they're not.
It's still a bit of a shock when you see them in the flesh.
Yeah.
I thought it might have been a nice idea to have done a little viral clip of him punching you in the face.
Thanks, mate.
Well, I just thought.
I did bring in because I brought in my my headband punch ball today.
Yeah, he's had a go, hasn't he?
I think they filmed it. I don't know. We'll find out later. Otherwise, I'll have a go. They filmed me doing it. It was pathetic.
But would you attack a body shot? Just like the old Harry Houdini thing.
I'd tense myself.
You'd tense yourself.
Take it. Why not?
I don't think it'd be a good idea. He'd probably put you through the wall, wouldn't he? Really?
Probably. Yeah.
But it would go viral, Andy. I mean, if you're really committed to this business,
I am.
You must be prepared to be.
I am prepared to do that for a viral clip.
Punch squarely in the face for a viral clip, Mr. Parry can eat that much cinnamon. At least you can do is be punched in the face
very
by a heavyweight
champion. What I did like about Dillian was his entourage. Tremendous, wasn't it? Must have been about half a dozen people there.
Quite a lot.
That's what I need. I need an entourage, I've decided.
Do you?
Well, I think it would give me a...
What sort of entourage would you like?
Well, you know, John, he could be part of my entourage, our producer.
Pardon me, I mean, it wouldn't give you any... I mean, they were all big lads, and you thought, They walked in the room,
all small lads, smaller than me.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like Ken Dodd back again, isn't it, really? So, it wouldn't be very intimidating. You walk into a room with our producer and one or two others.
That's very
Is that you looking to be intimidating or
not?
Not
really intimidating. I think it just gives you a sense of being somebody.
Okay. Is that what you want?
Well, I need it.
I think we can get you on that couch with Gary Bloom. You've clearly got a few issues, haven't you?
I've got a lot of issues.
Blimey, could be there for hours. No,
Gary would retire after he'd had a few sessions.
What about Vatican whipbread, says Stuart? That's very good.
That's good.
Sistine Ahuragu.
Oh, yes, that's brilliant. Pretty good,
well
too.
Done. Well
God,
done.
Our listeners are brilliant.
You are, you're on fire really? Today. Usain Bolt, says Gary from Blackpool. Benedict Johnson, yeah.
That's not
nice.
Bad, yeah.
Tessa Sander, son of God. Yeah, we're on the cusp here. We're on the cusp, folks. Just be careful. Yeah. Chris Vicabusi. Different religion, but yeah. we'll go with that. Hmm. And Cardinal Lewis. Well done. That was Robbie who gave us that one. Damien who gave us the other one. So, yeah, top work. Andrew Connor, as we said. Thank you very much for those.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
It's Hawksby and Jacobs here on TalkSport, where they've played football and they've played cricket, but now the Vatican have their own running team, their own athletics team, with a view to entering competitions, including, who knows, one day, the Olympics.
Wow.
And we're very fortunate here on the show to have a contact over in Rome who doesn't just cover football and sport, but he also covers the Vatican as well, and that is... Paddy Agnew. Good afternoon, Paddy.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
And should I say buon anno to all of you?
Yes, oh, yes. Thank you very much. Yes, yeah. I think we've not much yet reached the cutoff.
And you, as they say.
And yeah, that's right. So it is an interesting story. It's obviously got a lot of press globally. This is a fantastic picture of some of the first people that have joined up to the athletics team. It's quite a nice story, though, isn't it? It's a bit of fun, but it is a nice story as well.
Yeah, yeah. There's also a serious element to the story. I was there yesterday at the press conference, the presentation, and what we're actually talking about here are 50 or 60 athletes in the Vatican City State, and most of them are employees in different departments, and some of them in the Vatican Chemist, some of them in the Vatican supermarket, some of them in, a lot of them in security and museums and things like that. But when they're not working, they like to run too. And they've been running for a while. They got together with the Vatican's Department of Culture, the Dicastero per la Cultura, and said to them, would you make contact with the Italian Olympic Movement, that's CONI, the governing body of Italian sport. Mm. Would you make contact with them and put us on an official basis? To their surprise, the Department of Culture was very happy to do that for them and facilitated contact with the Italian Olympic Committee, and they're now... They are about to become an official Atletica Vaticana is about to become an official running club, which can compete in CONI's races. Yeah. But one of the people who was present yesterday, apart from Cardinal Ravasi, who's head of the Department of Culture, we also had the president of CONI, Giovanni Malagò. And he pointed out, he said, well, you know, all this business of small countries becoming, getting Olympic Committee status is all very well. But, I mean, we in Italy, we lobbied hard for Kosovo to be given for its own Olympic status. And, of course, we were successful and we lost some of our friends in Serbia by doing this. But worse than I said, when we were at the last Olympics, we got they had one... very good Kosovo athlete. He was in judo and he beat an Italian in the final.
So they're a bit worried that a Vatican runner might beat an Italian runner, so it's counterproductive.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. They're terrified of that. Some of us also did suggest, well, if you're going to start a football team now, lads, hang on a minute here, because you've got a lot of Latin Americans, or half of the world's Latin American, half the world's Catholics live in Latin America. So, you know, I think I talked to you about it before a couple of years ago. There's a thing called the Clericus Cup that's played amongst the different religious houses and inside the Vatican, and they rely on Argentines and Peruvians and Brazilians, and you know, they've come up with some very good footballers. And so there were suggestions. Now, you lads won't decide that these fellows have suddenly become citizens of the Vatican State and they can play on a Vatican football team. But For the time being, they have completely rejected such a possibility.
If they wanted to poach, if you think about it, as you say, if there are plenty of players that have been brought up as Catholics around the world, if they decided to go out.
Ringers, and, no problem.
What a side they would be able to put together, you would think.
Well, I mean, yeah, absolutely, Paul, because you think the Catholic Church is 1.3 billion people worldwide, right? And they have there are Catholic parish related football teams all over that world. So I mean, if they could all suddenly become available to play for the play for the Holy See, you'd have a very strong team.
Yeah, there's some interesting photos, Paddy, of them sort of running around St Peter's Square. Is that where they train?
And there is a nun there as well. Of course, they've seized on that. Nuns on the run. There is a nun. Everybody's got stuck into that as a headline today. But you said there are some people that are clergy, there's priests and nuns. But as you said, quite a lot are people that work, Swiss guards, and say even pharmacists and professors, people who work in the library. So it's quite kind of, I'd say, a broad church, literally.
Yeah, it's a broad church, all right. But but you're right. There are also a number of priests and nuns. One of the questions that was worrying, one of the questions that was asked basically was, well, are you going to, I mean, because, you know, Pope Francis is a bit of a stickler for priests and nuns to wear their religious garb on any sort of, on all but the most private occasions. And therefore they were asking, well, will you have to run then? Do you have to train your habit? But there was one of the nuns I asked, and she was glad to be able to reassure us all that they train in a T-shirt and shorts like anybody else. Yeah,
well, the tracksuit, I think, will become quite iconic. There's pictures. I don't know if they gave you one yesterday at the old press launch. Very nice. It was the sort of navy blue with the white and yellow stripe and the Holy See on it and everything. Yes. Very nice, isn't it?
No, well, they did try to bribe me with one, but in the best traditions of Anglo-Saxon reporting, I refused it.
Oh, really?
Oh, you'd look $1 million strolling around Rome in one of those.
You don't know the Vatican. The Vatican doesn't hand out freebies. That's not the way the Vatican works.
No. That's right. The sort of table where you take what you want. Not those shoes. Can't have those.
Goodie
put them back.
Goodie
that's
bag.
Amazing.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Good afternoon, Paul Hawksby and Jacobs here on TalkSport. Is that you whistling then?
It was, I'm afraid, sorry.
What did you start whistling for?
No idea.
You've never done that in your life.
Well, you know, there's always a first for everything.
You were in the moment then, weren't you?
I really?
Listen to the average white band.
We used to play that in the old menswear shop. That's how old that track is.
Oh, yeah. So what, did you had a soundtrack then? Andy, if you just joined us, Andy, before he got involved in this radio life.
And television.
And television. Mm. What, had his own, was it a chain or was it just one?
A chain would be overstating it. I think we got up to four shops before it went bust.
did you
overstretch, love?
Did you overstretch?
Overstretched.
Andy, that fourth shop. That's the one that did for you.
It was most unfortunate.
So, but you'd have a bit of a soundtrack playing. Wouldn't you just put the local the radio on? You'd who would choose? You'd choose the music, would you?
Well, I think it was a, you know, everyone joined in. You could put whatever you liked on. Really.
Oh, okay, fair. Did you have a record player?
I told you,
was it a wax cylinder in those days?
That's when I first heard Seal. I told you that story.
Yeah, the singer Seal.
The singer Seal, not the plumber Seal.
No, not the performing one.
Plumbing
here.
Seal.
Well, the performing one, but not the one.
Neither of them.
SeaWorld,
The singer Seal.
Yeah.
He was friendly and was a flatmate of one of the lads who worked in the shop.
Yeah.
And this is when they were both very, very young. And this boy brought in the thing and he put it on. Brought in a tape. He said, this is Henry, he called him, because that's Henry and Seal's first name. He said, this is Henry's music. And I put it on. I went, that's terrible. Get it off. I like the man from Decca.
Yeah, you can. You've got an ear for music, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, tremendous.
Now, this time of year, of course, it's this time of year when we have to get rid of our Christmas trees. You take your old Christmas tree down if you've got a real Christmas tree. And the art of recycling has changed somewhat, of course, certainly has around my way. And you can't just like, lob the tree next to the bin because they probably won't take
they
it.
Won't
They'll
take
leave it there.
No.
So I'm out there with my saw every year, putting it into kind of bite-sized pieces and getting it in the green. But I've got used to doing it. It'll take 5 minutes.
Okay, yeah.
But somebody was tweeting yesterday, someone called Gavin Brown tweeted yesterday, a Brentford player who lives in my street and who shall remain nameless has just put his Christmas tree out for the bins with its decorations still on it.
Oh, no.
That's what money does to you.
Yeah, that's very
Never mind
important.
Taking them off. He just lobbed the lot. I can't see him recycling that, whichever Brentford player. You know who you are.
Mm.
But, it's not easy to get rid of them anymore, is it?
No, I had to take ours to the... we were told the council wouldn't take it. We had to take it to the... to the dump.
There was a time, wasn't there?
It's quite impressive, the dump, though. I haven't been there lately.
Do you like... You've become Stig, haven't you?
That's me.
So, do you like going down there of a Sunday, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Filling the boot up and just going down there of a Sunday.
Yeah, that's
very
the
nice.
One, yeah. Do you want to hear from Amanda Chantel Bacon, the one we heard from yesterday?
She's the kind of food and lifestyle kind of guru, isn't she, in the Gwyneth Paltrow envelope?
She copied our idea of what's in Amanda's bag.
But we found out what was in Amanda's bag.
We did find out yesterday, it was a load of old rubbish, really.
Okay.
According to me, but not according to her.
Right.
Where are your favourite places in LA? So they ask Amanda Chantel Bacon. Mm-hmm. She says Gajalina Takeaway and Gajusta. No, I love these places for their farmers market veggie sides and for their cortados with almond milk.
Oh, yeah.
Shima has a kombu and mushroom broth that's insane.
Is it really?
I know. Fantastic. Kippy's ice cream has my favourite vegan ice cream, fresh pressed coconut cream that's fermented into a perfect tangy yogurt. Yeah. It's horrible, isn't it?
She strikes me, after a busy day of doing this sort of stuff, she doesn't stop at her local spa and get a kind of a microwave lasagna, does she? I doubt she ever does that.
No. Is there anything you always carry with you or always wear?
Mm.
She says, I'm never without Quintons. That's the thing we heard about yesterday.
What are Quintons?
Quintons. I have to go back.
I'm never without Quintons.
Yeah. Where is Quintons? Hold on. Quintons. Quintons, a glass shot of sea minerals harvested from a vortex on the coast of Spain that does wonders for the nervous system.
She's never without them, is she?
She's never without them.
It's the basics, and you check your pockets, you got your keys, that's right, you got your phone, you got your wallet, and you got your Quintons.
I've got my
shot of sea minerals.
Yeah, and her lipospheric vitamin C. So she can't have like normal vitamin C like all the rest of us. She's got to have a lipospheric
What does
one.
That mean?
No idea.
Okay.
As well as little talismans like the crystal. That I carry or wear or both. Gosh, that sounds a bit odd, doesn't
it? I mean, you can't do that on a budget, can you?
No.
That's lifestyle. You've got to have a few quid, I would think.
Do you want to know how her juices differ from everybody else's?
I dread to think. How do they?
They're 100% organic.
She makes them, yeah?
Well, she does, yeah.
Yeah.
Nutrient dense.
You are.
I am. And always activated, bracket sprouted.
Mm.
Who knew? I don't know what that means. Delicious recipes often include elements from Ayurvedic and Taoist healing principles.
Of course. These are just words half the time, aren't they, really? But
it's all good, isn't it?
I'm not the audience.
No, fair. You're very, very unlikely to go to her shop in LA, I'd say.
Oh.
Well, because you don't live in LA.
Tom's a bit worried about you, Tom, Newcastle. He said, it's quite impressive, the dump. I'm a little bit worried about Andy, he says. Yeah, you should throw that
well,
one
only,
in.
Only in as much as, you know, everything was sectioned off. There was a whole area for your Christmas trees. It was interesting because it all ends up in the same hole. We know that.
Apparently not. But
well, you say that.
This is the word, isn't it?
I met a bloke in recycling on a plane once.
He said, that's one of those stories, is it? Yeah.
And he said to me, I said, oh, I was moaning in that typical way of saying, oh, it's so boring to have to separate it. Or he said, don't bother, mate, it all goes in the same hole. That's what he said to me.
One bloke. He might not have been in recycling, but you've dined out on that, haven't you? Don't worry, mate. They don't recycle anything. It all goes in the same landfill. I'm not sure that's necessarily
true. Well, I don't know or not. This is what he told me. Didn't have a card. It wasn't like a warrant card. He didn't get it out and say, here I am. No. Here's my bona fides sort of thing.
Would you have a warrant card for recycling?
I don't think you do, really.
You could just be going around lying, talking himself up. Are you at home this weekend, the mighty Chelsea?
We are. We're home to Newcastle, who are better away from home.
Yeah.
But I'm just not looking forward to the game due to the fact that Newcastle, even when we played them at home, sat back and did nothing. Which is what they're going to do tomorrow. They're just going to defend like mad. Mm. And Chelsea will just pass the ball in front of them for about 90 minutes. They may create one or two things which they may take or not. And it's not an enticing prospect at the moment.
You're not enjoying going?
Well, I'm not particularly. I thought Tuesday they played really well. That's what they have to do. To make this system work, I mean, people talk a lot about it. It's no different from a lot of these managers. But in essence, what Sarri ball, which we hear, is basically the man in possession has got two or three options every time he's got the ball. So that relies on everybody else moving. And
It worked well on Tuesday night.
There were some lovely ways, and you can beat the press like that. But, you know, then you've got to work like that every game, and you've got to be in tune. And then, of course, you've got to create some chances, and in the end, you've got to put them away.
Mm. Just to let you know that Martin's been in touch. He said, here in Michigan, when we finish with our Christmas trees, we take them to the local petting zoo where they're given to the goats who apparently like them. That's been happening here, Martin.
That's a much better idea, isn't it?
Yeah. That's been happening at some sort of petting zoos here as well. You can just take them along. But they can only eat so many pine needles, can't they? You would imagine.
It is odd. You'd think they'd be quite sort of fairly indigestible, the old pine needle, really.
And we've had a lovely idea from James. Thank you, James. A new development on an old favourite, nicked recently by Amanda Chantel Bacon. We used to play What's in Andy's Bag. We won't do that now. No. But after yesterday's moment, when Andy found he had his TV remote in his pocket, let's have a game, says James, of What's in Andy's Pocket.
Oh, nothing today.
Yes, have a look. I bet there is. Let's see what you've got in there.
Well, because I haven't got my jeans on, so these don't take much.
Okay, what have you got?
The old mouth spray.
Mouth spray. I've never noticed you've got a halitosis situation.
I like to have a fresh one.
Blimey, you've got a lot of cash on you.
I've got quite a lot of cash
on me. Jim Bowen halfway through bullseye. Look at that. You carry a lot of cash.
95 quid. I'm going to be mugged on the way home.
Yeah. That's quite old school, Andy. But that old thing of, I don't carry cash anymore. How much you got in Smash? Well, you got £1. £2.60 in Smash. Just under 100 quid he's packing at the moment, Andy.
And my wallet, of course.
Yeah, that's right. You're easy pickings. Not too bad. Although, of course, he did do a bit of boxing training. Did Dillian White put on Andy's little boxing hat? No, we don't know if he did or not.
I didn't think he would.
But he doesn't want to ruin his cred, does he?
Imagine if he hit him in the face.
Goes viral of him.
Tom, our executive producer, Tom, had a go and hit him straight in the face. Luckily, he was wearing glasses.
It sounds like he's got a bit of... This is the thing that Andy has bought online, which is a headband with a punch ball attached to it on a string. And you punch it, but Andy has found that it just comes back and whacks you straight in the face, or you miss it completely.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, it's been out there at TSHANDJ.
I think they know I'm a real mug. Instagram. I think they know because they keep putting up these ads that are like they obviously know. For example, what you're like because yesterday flashed was the thing. Make yourself 4 inches taller.
Really?
These things you put in your shoes.
Is it a rack?
No, you put them in your shoes and suddenly you look taller and you can have different heights. And everything. But I thought that would be ridiculous if I suddenly turned up and I was 5'10". People might notice.
So you think now they send you stuff, they know you're a bit of a mug punter, do they?
Yeah, and I think it's targeted, isn't it? So somehow they've looked at my photos and thought, well, he's quite short. We'll send him that one about the elevator shoes.
Have you bought some?
No.
I think it would be great if you came in noticeably taller. That would be funny.
We interview some bloke from the NBA. I'm taller than him.
Comedy Store player and ball runner Andy Smart Farnborough fan's been in touch. Oh, yes. I didn't know about this event. If only we had known about it, Andy, nearer the time. It's the Christmas Tree Throwing World Championships.
Is it?
which take place in Germany. Yeah, I take it. I don't know if it's a pre or post Christmas thing. I take it it's pre Christmas, but yeah, Christmas.
I'd imagine Andy's taking part, isn't he? He's taking part in most sporting events.
I like to think he has. Yeah, it's quite. I mean, I think they throw them. They throw them with the decorations on. So that Brentford player may be in the business. Thank you very much, Andy, for that. I had no idea.
Have you ever had an artichoke? That's just a question because we're talking about eating pine needles.
I probably have. Yeah, yeah.
They take a bit of cooking and everything. They take a bit of eating as well. They're a bit of a performance.
Yeah.
But at the heart of it is the heart.
Yeah.
And if you can actually get to it, it's really one of the most delicious things you could possibly imagine.
Yeah.
The only trouble is, underneath it, is the most indigestible thing, the most disgusting thing you could possibly ever eat.
What is it?
It's like, well, if you've ever had one, you'll know. It's like pine needles, but it's like hair. It's like a cross between hair and pine needles.
Sounds nice.
So when you bite into
I normally throw the heart away and just eat the hair and
so
pine needles.
So I bought an artichoke the other day. I thought, well, I'll try this. So yeah. I haven't had one for ages. I put it on. The wife cut open this. She said, do you want to try a bit of the heart? I thought, oh, yeah, lovely. That's the best bit. And I bit into it. And, of course, it was the actual... It's like eating carpet. It's absolutely disgusting.
Marvellous.
I decided it was the worst thing I'd ever eaten.
I think I've only ever had the heart, so it's been prepared. And I only really know it from the gag that ends, artichokes 2 for £1 at Tesco's. So that may remind you of the gag itself. Who knows?
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Good afternoon, Hawksby and Jacobs here on Talk Sport. Todd Macklin joins us a little bit later on with the latest from the world of American sport. You're right, Andy. Martin's having a bit of a sunk. He's sunk in the chair. He's all right.
How big is Motti? The seat was so low. It was like.
Have you not met him in the flesh? He's an incredibly tall man.
I have met
he's
Motti
about,
in the flesh.
He's about 6'8", 6'9". He's like Richard Osmond height.
Oh, he's not that high. Osmond, by the way, not Osmond.
Oh, I didn't say Osmond.
I think you said Osmonds.
I didn't say Osmonds. Suddenly.
Should we check, lad? Oh, yes, you did, apparently.
Did I say Osmonds?
Don't worry about Osmonds. It.
He's the same height as the Osmonds.
What, piled on one on top
of
the other?
Exactly, yeah, exactly, as a kind of human pyramid. So, anyway, good to see you, Martin.
And it's good to be here.
You come to us with a week of sport on TV.
I certainly do. Your listeners have sort of changed my life in a way because.
Oh, it's great to hear.
Every time I come in here and do my miserable little review of the three programmes that I've watched, they're always tweeting me with other programmes that I should watch
these
on-demand services. Mm. So I watched Sunderland Till I Die. I'd never previously watched Netflix much. Mm. I'm one of these, the generation that watches BBC One, BBC Two, ITV, occasionally the newfangled Channel 4, and nothing else.
Do you now take off Channel 4?
It might do, who knows? They're moving to Leeds, so there's a possibility. But, so I normally watch what our mutual friend Ali Ross calls Council TV. the stuff that comes through the pipes.
Yeah, I watch that.
But anyway, I got onto Netflix to watch Sunderland Till I Die.
Yeah.
Absolutely riveting, as I said last week, and watched all 8 episodes of that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've found now is that once you're on Netflix, and I've got on Amazon Prime to watch the City, the Man City documentary.
Yeah, yeah.
So now I'm on these on-demand services. I find that you're watching the end of something. I've been watching the one with Michael Douglas, which is also on Amazon Prime, Netflix, I think. Do you know the one with Michael Douglas and Alan Arkin?
I've not seen it.
The Kaminsky Project.
Oh, it sounds.
Oh, yeah,
like
I've heard of it.
Good cast. It's a hell of a cast.
It's basically two old Jews sitting in a car talking. But yeah, I like that sort of thing.
That sounds like a format.
I can get enough of that at home.
Yeah.
But basically, you know, you watch these.
You just
things,
drive around the block with me.
Yeah, well, precisely.
Yeah.
So you watch.
As you're not driving. Andy. He's a terrible driver, Martin.
Is he?
World's worst driver.
Excuse me, you surprise me. So when you're watching these things, at the end of it, it comes up, next episode in 3 seconds.
I know.
Even before the... And you think, go on, I'll watch the next episode.
It's clever, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I'll never read another book in my life.
This is fantastic news.
Yes, I will never read another book.
What a great news for Waterstones.
But I was on there, you know, because I watched some of them, and then I was looking for something called Andre the Giant.
Oh, yes, I've recorded that and not watched it yet.
It's not on. I couldn't find it on
Sky
Netflix.
Sky Atlantic it was on.
Yeah.
It was on Sky Atlantic last week.
Is it a documentary about Andre the Giant?
Yeah, it's very good, by the way.
Well, so I believe.
I have it saved.
A few people tell me about that. The other thing I watched, or one of the other things I watched on Sky Sports...
Martin, we're just talking off air. There is a Juve version on Netflix of Sunderland Till I Die, if you like, a kind of behind the scenes at Juve, which I watched a couple of last year.
Yeah, there's also a complete one on Boca Juniors as well.
Oh, Boca as well.
For the Boca completists.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, there's plenty...
And they're both on Netflix.
It's going to get to the stage where we're absolutely sick of going behind the scenes at a football club, just saying, please close the gates and access no areas, no holds barred look at the outside gates of a football club.
Yeah, that's true.
You never used to be able to get that sort of access. I mean, now I suppose with sort of the deals that they do with, you know, with broadcasters, you can.
Yeah.
But years ago, they always used to have to go to a rugby league club to, you know, because rugby league would welcome
them. Oh, yeah. The dressing room shot at half time in rugby league has been around for years, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And there was a documentary about Doncaster, who it was Sunday Bloody Sunday years ago, you know, because they, but that was the sort of classic, and now it's being redone with better cameras and more access. And it's
well, I think if we were speaking about Sunderland the other day, I think the chief exec was on with Jim White recently, and they've got this kind of global audience now, Sunderland. Yeah. They've got the kind of fan base all over the world. Their social media has gone crazy from all around the world. So obviously Netflix. Yeah.
And of course, it's a lot of new chants have arisen for the Newcastle fans, because when the under-21s played Sunderland in the...
We saw you crying on Netflix.
We saw you crying on Netflix. Brilliant. Brilliant.
That's good.
Yeah. The other thing I've been watching on Sky Sports Mix is a thing called My Icon, where they get some current sports person to talk about... an iconic sports person of the past. But it struck me, I was looking for this on catch-up. It was Rachel Yankee, obviously former England women's football manager.
Yeah.
And
Playing rather than manager.
Did she not manage as well?
Rachel Yankee didn't manage. She was like a left back, wasn't she?
She played
over 100
games. She might have gone into coaching, Andy, but I do remember as a player. Yeah,
129 caps. Yeah. So, player rather than manager. But she was still, I assumed her icon was Muhammad Ali, because there was a picture of him at the end. But that was the only way in which you could tell. It was just her talking about her career. But I just thought the use of the word icon now has become almost all the time. I mean, you boys are icons of free-flowing afternoon sports talk on the radio.
Very limited interest in that.
But you are icons. But I noticed that when I was looking for this on catch-up, there's this thing called My Icon, which is on Sky Sports. Hmm. Then BBC have got a series...
Didn't he play for Inter Milan?
Yeah, Mycon. That's who you were looking at. Taxi for My Icon.
And then... The BBC have a series. Oh, thanks. The BBC have a series called Icons at the moment. And I don't know if you've seen it, but there's all sorts of people. It's Winston Churchill, Nelson Mandela, Marilyn Monroe, various icons in different fields.
The back three they were.
Yes. Very well, that's sort of the thought that I had, because when they were plugging this, they said, we've got a live final on whatever date it is, some Sunday coming up in the future. Yeah. We've got a live final. And I thought, does everything have to have a live final?
And it's live.
Yeah. And I thought, what are they going to do? Live final. It's Marilyn Monroe versus Nelson Mandela. Who's better? Vote now.
Right. Top Trump. Press the red button on your handset.
Yeah, it was just...
It's quite a difficult thing to quantify who's better, Marilyn Monroe versus...
I mean, in the world of sport, you'll have a six-week series and argue about it, and Muhammad Ali will win. That's what always happens, isn't it, really?
Absolutely.
Ultimately, that's what happens. Totally. Who was the greatest sports... Yeah. Well, there wasn't that series many years ago that Danny Kelly introduced where Daley Thompson was involved. He was the greatest sponsor. It was made by Daley's production company. I think Daley won.
He did win. I know, it's a massive surprise, wasn't it?
It was a good show, though. It was good.
Well, I watched so much stuff this week, amazingly. At the Races, I noticed, has now changed.
Yeah.
At the Races
Sky
is
Racing, isn't it?
Rebranded as Sky Sports Racing. Mm. So I watched a bit of that to see if it was different.
It's in HD, isn't it?
It's a lot clearer. Mm. You know, it used to look almost like, you know, you were in the bookies. You remember the old days, everybody used to smoke.
Yeah.
And you'd go in the
Becher
shop and you'd see everybody. You could do a whole year's worth of passive smoking in an afternoon.
Yeah.
And you'd be standing there, and of course the screens were shrouded in tobacco smoke, the ceilings were yellow. And At the Races was a little bit like that, you know, as if you were still watching the smoke. Sky Sports Racing, much more professional, and obviously they've sort of upgraded their presentation team. But it's still racing from Southall. I don't care who they've got. Horses racing on sand over 5 furlongs on a Tuesday afternoon is still not, you know, appointment TV. But I did watch a bit.
Are you saying if you put lipstick on a racehorse, it's still a racehorse?
Very much. Well, no, I mean, you know, if it's, you know, if it's Ascot or Cheltenham or whatever,
of course.
You've got all the stuff that goes with it.
Couldn't they, if you made a lot of Southall, you looked at the fashion the afternoon at Southall.
The fashion
at
Southall.
And you get Gock in to say, well, here he is. He's wearing a raincoat and a pair of chinos.
Yes.
You look great, girlfriend. That would be really good, wouldn't it?
Frayed shirts are very much, frayed collars on shirts, very much on point this season at Southall. But I also like these, and I know you do them on sort of Talk Sport as well, but it's the conversations between the bookmaker and the presenter where obviously there's an area of joint interest between the bookmaking business and racing TV.
Yeah.
Without the bookmaking business, they wouldn't have any viewers.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to tune in for the 2:45 at Southall unless you've had a bet.
No, you're not really.
And
did you win?
I didn't have a bet. I was just flipping around.
As research.
It was, bizarrely, research. Mm. I'll obviously have a bet on West Ham tomorrow to beat Arsenal.
Now, let's ask you, but you're a West Ham fan.
I certainly am.
And of course, it was us here on TalkSport that broke the news of Marco's brother, Daniel, an agent saying he wants out.
It's gone down well with the fans, hasn't it?
Well, I mean, there was no great expectation it would, but Moose immediately said, how can he play tomorrow? Do you think he should play tomorrow? Would you play
him? Yes, I think he's the sort of character. You know, there are certain characters you wouldn't put in. I'd put him in the team for tomorrow, definitely.
So would I.
Do you think it'd be a bit toxic? Do you think it could get a bit... Are you going tomorrow, by the way?
No, I'm not. Well, because I'm doing this overnight thing on Talk Radio till 5 a.m. I get to sleep about 6 a.m. I'd have to leave from my place at about 11:30.
And then you're on tomorrow night.
And then I'm on tomorrow
night. Your audience don't want to tie Martin.
I see it only being...
If it's on the telly at a 12:30 kickoff, I will watch it on the TV, to be honest.
I see it only being toxic if Arsenal are winning. I think if West Ham are playing well, and he will give it a go, and I think then the
of
fans,
course he'll put a shift in.
What definitely. You do with that is you don't have a go at the player. You try and encourage him. You make him think, well, actually, they really want me to stay. So I don't see that Moose said. I think the fans will be behind him tomorrow.
I think
if he does go, then you know, then obviously they'll hate him. But that's another matter.
Yeah. I think people after the Payet situation, as Glenn would call it, after the Payet situation, I think this is slightly less toxic than that, and therefore, you know, and we have been winning a few games here and there. So
I think it's disappointing that he'd want to leave at this point.
It is very disappointing.
Especially to go there, you know.
With these Chinese teams being new players in the market, you know, it's even.
It's Shanghai SIPG. I've been there to watch a game, and it's not great. It isn't.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show. We will be back tomorrow. Motti's
the guy
that, you know, would, if he wanted to, with respect to your beloved West Ham,
that's a whole could part of an interview.
Probably make good. Yeah, a top 14. There was interest potentially from Manchester.
And the clips of the week.
29,
until then, have a great evening.
Definitely interesting.
Sure. So, and you think, well, if those options are still there for you, United won, there's a pretty good chance big teams in Europe would want you. But look, I mean, I'm sure it's a lot of money and he has his reasons. But
And he's a terrific player. And I think he is the sort of player who will tomorrow, you know, because he's fast and he's strong. He's so difficult to shake off the ball. And the really great players do try things that you think, wow, what's he done there? Yeah. It's impossible. You don't even, you know, the ball will shoot across.
No, he's great. I mean, he's been leading the line brilliantly, hasn't he? I mean, the only good thing, I suppose, you've got Andy Carroll coming back if he does go, and Andy Carroll can get Matt Sharp again. You've got someone who can do a bit of that job, but not completely, maybe. But it would be a great shame for you.
It would be a real shame,
Did you watch it? Wait, time for one more quick one.
Well, on that subject, I did watch Pellegrini on Thursday on Sky Sports News there at the West Ham training ground. And I'm just always so impressed by Manuel Pellegrini, who kept calm and said he was a good player, lots of teams with him. And at that point, I said, oh, he's going then. you could tell, but Pellegrini's one of these guys that whatever is thrown at him, he's always very impressive, I think.
He would come out of the press conference and there's a fire, about 4 foot from you, there's an inferno. And he'd be quite chilled, wouldn't he?
And he'd
slowly make his way through the fire door.
Hugely impressive.
Yeah. Martin, you're back overnight on Talk
Radio.
Indeed.
Prime time in Ho Chi Minh City, don't forget.
Yeah. Of course it is.
Yeah, and very, very popular in Melbourne. Yeah.
1 a.m. to...
1 a.m. and to people with prostate problems.
Oh, okay. Really, that's
I think a lot of Talk Sport listeners, if you've got prostate problems, just switch on the
Join
Martin
radio. Kellner. Yes. Talk Radio. Sporadically throughout the night. Yeah.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on Talk Sport.
So there we are. That was this afternoon show, and as promised, Andy has lined up a couple of clips with they're new to me, these, so don't blame me, and Andy, introduce them. They're from Fisherman's Blues.
That's right. And firstly, Nigel's conjecturing whether Alan Brazil might be interested in fishing.
Okay,
but I can't see us ever getting Alan Brazil out on the fishing bank, but there are lots of people here at Talksport keen to go, and we will arrange it this summer.
Who's that then?
I'd go.
You would.
Yeah,
you'd be on your own, you and Nigel.
We'd get a turnout. No, Nigel was talking about that, the idea of a Talksport fishing.
Yeah,
day.
No one's going to go. Who's going to go?
Well, I'm going to go.
It's you and Nigel.
Just to prove you wrong. I used to go when I was a kid.
Well, that's good. It'd be like the old days.
Yeah, okay.
And then Nigel's guest tells us an anecdote about going fishing with his son.
Oh, yeah.
And we went red fishing with our neighbours from Florida. Jeff and Lisa.
Neil, your son, of course.
Yes.
Yep.
And Jeff and Lisa, who live next door to us, you know, on the right-hand side there.
No, we don't. Why would we? What's the point of saying that? Jeff and Lisa, who live on the right-hand side,
well,
you
Nigel,
know.
Nigel knows them.
He doesn't.
He's chatting to a mate.
Does he?
Doesn't he?
Well, we're the listeners. I don't know who, what were they called.
They live
know.
On the right.
Yeah, what are they
Neil
called?
And Lisa
Neil
live on
and
the right.
Lisa.
I knew that.
Did you?
Yeah.
I knew nothing
unnecessarily
of the,
pedantic,
nothing
I
of the
find.
Sort. I've got to be in my bonnet about people that do that. They speak to you about, and they assume you actually know who these people are.
My mate Chris at 15 does that. You know Chris, don't you? Anyway, we'll catch up with you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.